After months sitting abandoned in Unalaska, the state announced on December 22nd its intention to dispose of the fishing vessel Accutan. The processor was abandoned in Captain's Bay in September following a disastrous fishing season in Bristol Bay, where the ship's owner went broke, the crew went unpaid, and its 158,000-pound haul of salmon was declared unfit for human consumption. Numerous state and federal agencies were working to move the vessel, but no one stepped up to take responsibility of it until now. Here's Clark Cox of the Department of Natural Resources.
And I think now we recognize that the potential harm that this vessel could cause as it sits there all winter is something we're very concerned about, so we want to take the next appropriate steps to see if we can rectify the issue.
The state is looking for buyers interested in the vessel. If there are two or more prospective buyers, they will conduct a public auction, or the Accutan will be donated for scrap or destroyed. Cox says a couple of people have called in with interest, but because of the vessel's location and condition, he hasn't had lots of people offering heaps of money.
I don't see a lot of value in the vessel, to be quite honest. Others may, but I don't.
In the event that DNR ends up owning the vessel, Cox says they are looking for partners to bear the burden of paying to remove it. Partners like the City of Unalaska. At the last City Council meeting of 2017, Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin briefed the council on the status of the Accutan.
In order to get rid of the vessel, somebody had to take control of the vessel. So DNR really had no skin in the game other than they had the authority to take control of the vessel.
McLaughlin says the city has explored various options to get the vessel out of city limits, including scrapping it, scuttling it, and towing it to the lower 48. Scrapping, she says, would cost about $500,000. But McLaughlin believes the Coast Guard may be able to do an emergency scuttle of the Accutan. For that, the cost would be as low as $31,000 and as high as $205,000. A number Mayor Frank Kelty thinks sounds reasonable.
You know, if it cost us $200,000 to get it out of here forever, I would encourage council to, you know, think about considering that if that's what it's going to take.
The council is expected to continue discussing the Accutan at the January 9th City Council meeting.